everything about reality TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more details, information, social media, much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Reality TV. I am your host, Chris the Entertainment Man. Welcome to another podcast, the 20th episode of Everything About Reality TV. I know it's kind of off kilter a bit with this podcast. I'm playing catch up today. There will be two podcasts coming out today. May as well say that now. You will have the BB Can recap from last week, which will be on, will be coming out tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. And at 9 p.m. Eastern, you will have the Amazing Race 29 cast preview. Going to talk about what maybe what to expect this season as well. And maybe some predictions on what you'll see on this season coming up, because Amazing Race starts this week. So we'll be doing three podcasts a week starting this week. Thursdays, the Survivor Game Changers podcast. Fridays will be the Big Brother Canada. And Saturdays will be the Amazing Race. But I might end up putting up the Amazing Race one earlier this week. We'll see how it goes. Anyways, I may as well say this. Crispy on the Web is on... Everything About Reality is on Crispy on the Web. CrispyOnTheWeb.com. You can find this podcast on podcast.com as well. Also on TuneIn, which actually is normally up the next morning. As they actually reset it. They kind of, you know, update it during the night. So TuneIn... .com. You can search us on there. Also on Stitcher, you can hear my show on Stitcher. Stitcher is like radio on demand. You can download the free app, listen to it anytime. It's award winning, free app, obviously. I got 20,000 news, entertainment, sports kind of shows. Over 20,000 shows to discover. You can rate, please do rate and review my show on Stitcher as well. Tells you, do you like this podcast? You're enjoying it? Is there anything I can do to change it? Also, it's available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad. It's on demand on the go. You can check it out as well. No downloading, no thinking, no wasted, you know, memory at all. And it's a very, very great app, and I, highly recommend it. I don't talk about Stitcher much, but I want to talk about it. I was talking about it a bit more today. So you guys know that's what you can do with Stitcher, and you can rate and view my podcast, which tells me if you're enjoying the podcast or not. I'm sure you guys are, because the numbers tell me otherwise. Like, I always look at the how many people listen after 24 or 48 hours, but numbers doesn't really matter to me. But I've had nothing but great reviews over through the player I have on Crispy on the Web, through the archive.org site. People are saying, rating it full stars. That means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Thank you for rating the show top notch. I really do appreciate it, you know. I really appreciate the good ratings, and you guys are really enjoying this. Let's get right into it. Big Brother Canada 5 recap from last week. They're kind of doing the recap from the previous episode, the last eviction. They're showing what happened before the live eviction, obviously. Bruno was working with Ika and Kevin, obviously, pretty much. They were working together. They're trying to flip the vote before the eviction. They're talking about keeping the vets. No. They're talking about, Casta was saying to Mark, Ika and Gary wanted Mark gone. Gary was pissed off, obviously, at Cassandra. And then Gary told Netta what Cass said, obviously. So, pretty well, Cass is really playing the game. Really good. I think Cass is playing the game really, really, really good. You know, I think Cass is playing good, but the problem is she is playing too damn hard. Yes, that's one of the things that kind of bothers me when I'm kind of thinking about it and kind of analyzing everything that's going on Big Brother Canada. Like, I think Cass is playing, you know, way, way, way too hard, way too fast, and she needs to slow down. Obviously, she needs to, she needs to slow down pretty much. Gary was pissed at Cass. Gary told Netta and Aiko what Cass was saying. Obviously, Cass telling lies again, and she is playing a completely different game compared to the last time she played, pretty much. Also, they're talking about keeping Mark now. Obviously, they wanted to keep Mark just because of what was going on with Cass. And then also, they said Gary was going at it with Cass. So they were arguing. Aika and Netta were going at it with Mark. So everybody was going at it with each other. Gary called everyone an idiot and fake bitches. A lot of drama to start the week, obviously. And then Aika asked Mark, did he throw Gary under the bus, obviously. Oh, sorry, Gary and her under the bus. Mark said no, and they were sticking to the original plan to keep Dimitri's, obviously. Sorry, guys. I'm going to have to edit that. Okay, sorry, guys, about that. Yawn. I had a yawn out of there. I don't know. That's weird. I know. They were going to stick to the plan, pretty much. They were they're just going to stick to the plan to get out Mark, obviously. Netta went into the pantry, excited that she got immunity as well. Right into the jury. That is huge for her, especially. And then she says she wants to make big, bold moves. She's immune. Even if she plays in the HOH and puts a big move up, she's immune, pretty much. She is very, very, very much immune. So Gary and Cass kind of reconciled what was going on. They said to have Gary come to her first, obviously. And then Cass said to Dimitri's, she needs him to win HOH. I'm mixing up all my words out of nowhere. That's weird. I don't know what's going on with me today. She needs him to win HOH, so, you know, she'll be safe, obviously. And then it's the HOH challenge. It was a soccer tryout competition. It was like balls to the wall competition. So they kind of paired up. So I guess it was like blue versus red, for example. They must kick the ball, a space ball, to the board. It'll stick. It'll stick to the board. And then from whoever, like, from there, it'll go on. It'll have, like, points. Obviously, they'll have, like, 10, 20, whatever points there is on the board. Whoever gets the lowest amount will be eliminated. And possibly the have-nots for the week, which really does suck. You don't want to be have-nots, trust me. You do not want to be have-nots. It's not fun. You're on slot for the week, and it's not a lot of fun, obviously. It is not a lot of fun at all. So, okay, and then the second round, they would kick again. The one that's the highest will win HOH. So it was Netta versus William first. Netta wants to win HOH this week to make big moves, obviously. Netta got 21, and then I think William only got one, so that was it wasn't too good. It wasn't very good whatsoever. And then Dre versus Jackie. Dre got 16. Jackie got 13. Bruno got 21. Kevin got 17. Cindy, big fat zero. She missed the she bounced off the board, completely missing it. And Dylan got 17. And Karen said, that shot, that sucked with an S. I just started howling. That was hilarious. That was the most hilarious thing that's ever happened before. And then Dimitri got 16. Aika got 7. And then we had Cass versus Dallas. Cass, typical Cass, big fat El Zippo 0. And Dallas got 2. Not the greatest scores. And then Gary and Emily, Gary got 19, Emily got 16, which is pretty crazy. So each of the winners will have to kick again. So Netta got 7, Dre got 1, Bruno got 2, Dylan got 1, Dimitri's got 17, and he was actually the leader at that point of time. And then Dallas 0, and then Gary had a 16. So Gary, I would say Gary almost won. Gary almost won head of household this week. Last week, yeah. That week. Yeah, he had he almost won, which was I was kind of excited to. I was hoping Gary would win, but he didn't. He didn't pull it off this time around. So Dimitri won head of household. Cass pulled Dimitri aside and was so happy, obviously. And then Bruno was on the wrong side of the numbers last week, of the vote last week, or this week, that week. You know, he was in trouble. And then Gary was against nobody, obviously. And Aika said she told Bruno and Kevin to vote this way. Bruno said, this is group. And Aika went, okay, so Aika went to salvage everything, obviously. She said that to make it look like she was working with them, obviously. Dimitri is going to patch things up with Bruno, obviously. And in the letter, there was no letter. Actually, they did something completely different. Something a little bit more futuristic. And as you guys know, technology is huge to this day. This day of time. Day and age. You have a TV screen now. So what they did was they gave the letter from home. Actually on the TV screen, which was really cool. It's very futuristic, if you ask me. Big time. Very futuristic, if you ask me there. So the letter was in the way of video. Dylan was big time worrying. Dallas said to the group, Dallas said to the group of them to talk to him tonight, obviously. I guess he wanted to talk to him and, you know, figure things out, obviously. And then Emily said, you have to go talk to him. And then Dylan said, he's going to go up, obviously. Yeah, of course. Dylan's a big threat. And, you know, he can potentially, you know, go home because he is a big physical threat. And we've seen that happen in the past seasons, too. Especially when it came season 3, I believe it was Bobby. No, Bobby didn't go home early. No, season 1. It was season 1. Tom was one of the bigger threats. So he went home very early in the game, pre-jury. So, you never know what happens. And recently you noticed that we've had two vets go home, I think. So who went home the week before? It was week one with Mark. And then we're on, this is week two. So, yeah. So far it's been one vet that's, sorry, not one newbie that went home at this point. So, Emily said to Gary that she's thinking she's going up next to Dylan, obviously. Guilty by association, obviously. Emily talked to Dimitri's and scared she's going up. Dimitri mentioned Dylan is going up on the block. So, obviously, that worry is true. Dylan is actually going up on the block, pretty much. And then the have-nots were the ones. Okay, so the losers from the HOH challenge might be have-nots. The losers were William, Jackie, Kevin, Cindy with an S. I rarely say Cindy with an S. Ika, Cass, and Emily would be the have-nots, and then would be eating slop. Okay, sorry, the losers. I apologize. The losers were William, Jackie, Kevin, Cindy, Ika, Cassandra, and Emily. And then, so they'll be drawing names, obviously, for the have-nots, which is kind of a different way of, you know, picking the have-nots, if you ask me, pretty much. So, the ones that were haves were William, Jackie, and Kevin, so they were going to eat regular food, obviously. The have-nots were Cass, Ika, Cindy, and Emily are the have-nots, and they would be sleeping in the bulk, and that is the theme for this season's have-not room, is the bulk. It has, like, bones, just bones and dirt, pretty much, and the bones are kind of, like, rounded, so you still get good posture from sleeping on it, but probably not too comfortable. And then Jackie, Emily, and Ika said Jackie, Emily, Ika were on the bed with Dimitri's. Dimitri and Ika were talking, and Ika was kind of who he would go after, obviously. He's mentioned Dylan, Dallas, Emily, and Jackie. And then Dylan and Dallas telling him to talk to Dimitri's and not delay there and not do anything, you know? And that's what Dallas did last season, obviously. And it really hurt him. It really did hurt him in the previous season, in his last season. So, Dallas, Dre, Cindy, Jackie, Gary were twerking. They were just having some good old-fashioned fun. Cass said that the newbies were good with him, obviously. Also, she said that the newbies... she also said that she is staying out of it this week. She's gonna, you know, kind of lay low this week, not say anything, obviously. And then Jackie was worried that she voted against Dimitri's to go home, and obviously now she is in a lot of trouble for, you know, throwing his name around there. And, I mean, not throwing his name around, but voting for him to go home. However, she was in the running, obviously, to go up on the block, but also not to put up a newbie on the block. So he was kind of talking about maybe putting up a big player. Karen said, put up Red Jackie. That's what Karen calls Jackie, Red. And then also trying to flip because she was trying to flip the house. Jackie said Karen started it. Obviously, Karen claims that she was going to keep Dimitri's anyways. Jackie called Karen a bitch, and Ika, you know, and Cass had to calm her down, obviously. This was a bit of a feud between Karen and Jackie there, and words of war kind of started, obviously. Then Karen talking to Dimitri's how she was going to vote to keep Mark. So the nominations, the shortlist was Dylan. Obviously, he's a big physical threat. And then Emily, smart player, and also associated with Dylan. So, obviously, guilty by association, kind of you know, is the word of the season, obviously. And then Jackie said, don't talk a lot of game with him. She can't be trusted, obviously. So Dallas made a good argument, but can't be trusted. First nominee was Dylan. Second nominee was Emily. Dylan told the house he would put him up, and it would stay true to his word. Emily was strictly a pawn. And then now we're going into the PLV episode. This is the second episode of the week. Dylan was another alpha male in the house, so obviously that's another reason why Dylan was on the block. And Emily was kind of just a vote for him to stay, obviously. So obviously, if she was on the block, she would have voted to keep him and not vote him out. And Dylan did not want a campaign against Emily, obviously. Dallas said if someone takes himself off the block, he could be next. And he is very true. That's very true. And then Dylan wasn't happy he was on the block. And then Ica Brutal and Kevinetta were talking to Dimitri's about keeping them safe. And, you know, they were working with the vets, obviously. So, obviously, they wanted to, you know, bring Dimitri's into the group of the veterans and kind of work with them. Have like a veterans plus one newbie alliance, obviously. And then Kevin was talking, yes, she put Dimitri's up if she was safe for now. But, you know, anything could happen pretty much. And then Emily and Karen were talking about why she was, you know, put up on the block, obviously. And then POV picks. Obviously, it'll be the HOH. The two nominees and three picks. You had Dre, Netta, and Karen. And then, of course, Dallas would host. And then Emily said to Dylan, what if she wins? She's using it on him. Never know, obviously. Dylan said he'll play it on her. No, sorry. Dylan said play it on yourself. So, obviously, he doesn't want the PLV on him. He wants her to, you know, want her to play it. She wants him to play it, obviously. And then Dylan called Dimitri's dweeb with gel in his hair. And I kind of kept thinking she is going to be nominated, but then obviously she's safe. Netta is safe until jury, so she has nothing whatsoever to worry about with going up on the block. She has nothing to worry about. Also, she couldn't believe she's back in the house. So, you know, she just kind of starstruck she's back and she's here for a second chance and she really wants to win. So the POV, they showed milk and cookies, obviously. They must create their own Oreo cookie dunk with milk. Winner got advantage in the POV. Now, honestly, my opinion, I think that was a kind of a waste of time when they could have shown more, you know. I've heard this on Peter's podcast, The Shield Show on YouTube, and I'm thinking, no, I agree. It's kind of a waste of time if you're going to do like a little mini competition for advantage, which probably won't be much, obviously. So, you know, it could have shown more strategy time on the TV. And, no, I agree with them on that. I do, you know, totally agree. So, Dylan got a 7. Dimitri got like a 3. Karen completely failed. Dre, you got a couple of 10s and 9s. Emily dunked it and put it in her milk. Netta got 8s and 9s. Dre got the advantage, which was the veto. When the veto, like, just before the veto would start, she would get some extra, you know, milk added to her container. so her glass of milk. So she would have a little bit of an advantage. Not much of an advantage. It's not really anything special, if you ask me. And then Dre... So the Dimitris filled both sides. And, you know, he kept... The front end of the cookie, like his costume, up. So he would kind of carry all that milk in. So that was one of his strategies. Karen said she needs to win it. She might be next to go out the door. And then Dallas said, Karen is talking a lot of crap, I guess you would say. And I said, she would be nice to win. Dennis said she could win, but she wants to appear kind of weak, during, like, well, her immunity, she has immunity. She wants to appear weak, you know? She wants to make everyone think, oh, she's a weak player. She can't win, obviously. So Dylan fell down. Dimitri started to catch up. Dylan took a spill again. Dylan got back up. He was struggling a bit. He had a bit of a struggle there when it came to when he fell there. He kind of struggled to get back up. And then Netta said Dre is trying really hard. Emily said she is not going to win. So she kind of moved aside to, you know, just let Dylan win. Dylan won the power of veto. It was nice that he won, obviously. And then, of course, Bruno said him or Kevin would be maybe possibly going up in the replacement. Also, they were talking about making sure he's not the one that in his crosshairs, obviously. And then Cass and Dimitri talking about Emily. Emily came in talking that she did not want to go home, obviously. Jimmy said if it's not beneficial for him to, you know, get rid of her at this time. And then she mentioned Karen would be maybe a low-risk move. So they didn't want to make a big, big move. They can get Karen out. And then Cass told Dallas to, you know, keep his mouth shut. Don't say anything, you know. That's sometimes the best thing. And Dallas said to Cass that it would be dumb. And he is giving her the benefit of the doubt. Dallas talking to Dimitris about Bruno. He gives Dallas the weirdest vibes. And, of course, Bruno was listening in. So, obviously, Bruno knows what the hell's going on, pretty much. Bruno knows what the hell's going on. And... that Dallas is throwing his name around. So, Dallas was pitching Bruno to go up to Dimitris. And Ika, Cass, and Dimitris were talking about what Dallas said, obviously. He wants to get away from Dylan. And then, they said, Gary said Dallas is paranoid. Gary said Dallas is paranoid at Ika about Dallas going over there and, you know, running his mouth, obviously. Ika cast in his, Ika and Cass had his back, obviously. And if he goes up, newbies will vote him to go home. So, obviously, newbies probably kind of do have the numbers, maybe. They possibly could have the numbers to send him home. Also, we'll have to pull vets in to, you know, make sure Dallas stays. And Cass said the vets are done, pretty much. Meaning that I think the... The vets are pretty well screwed at this time. You know, the vets are done. There is no best sticking together, obviously. There's no way in hell that's going to happen. So Dallas mentioned a vet meeting. So he wanted to get the vets together. And Dallas talking about, you know, the vets to vote to stay and go after the newbies. So kind of, you know, when you get the veterans, a bunch of vets in the game, obviously we've seen this in the U.S. version of Big Brother Canada, where you pretty well, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, the vets would stick together. In the U.S. version, the vets would stick together, obviously. You know, the vets would have to stick together. They would vote together, obviously, and, you know, get up the veterans. Sorry, the newbies. The newbies. They would go after the newbies, pretty much. But you're not seeing it in this season. This is the first... Remember, this is the first season of Big Brother Canada. Sorry, well, the first season that they've had veterans return in Big Brother Canada, which, you know, obviously does open a lot of paths for a All-Star season in the near future. Definitely there'll be a All-Star season coming up, I'm sure, in the next few years. This is kind of paving way for it to happen. So, they're going to talk about, you know, voting together. Like, they're talking about, are we going to, you know, stick together? Are we going to vote together as vets? Or are we going to go our own separate ways? Kim said he wants to see who is a replacement nominee first, obviously. Aika said she's not going anywhere. She's not going to go. Sorry, she's not going to go let Dallas walk out of there like a little bitch, obviously. So, the power of the POV ceremony, Dylan will use the power of veto on himself. And then Dimitri could also take a swing at Dallas or Bruno as they voted for him to leave. Emily said she, you know, deserves to stay. Obviously, so does Dylan, but, you know, you never know. So, Dallas stood up, and he said he would use every fiber in his body to get off the block and win HOH and go after Dylan. So, meaning, I'm on the block, I'm going after. If I get on the block, I'm going after Dylan. I'm going after him. He is my target, pretty much. And then Dylan decided to use the power veto on himself. Dimitri's put Dallas on the block. Dylan said to Dallas, he had the balls to make that speech. So now we are moving into the actual, eviction night of Big Brother Canada. So after the POV ceremony, Dallas points a finger at Dylan, you know, putting Dallas on the block. And then Dallas said, what he said was picture perfect. And Dylan was not going to work with him. His ass is grass. So there's that line from last season with Cassandra where he said, your ass is grass, pretty much. And I laughed. I really laughed about that, pretty much. I had to laugh at that line being mentioned once again. So, Dallas said, it is the game. Dallas was pretty pissed off at first. And then he said, bunch of bitches in this house. That's a Willie Hands line, actually. If you go back to season 14 of the U.S. version, that's the season, Dan Gieseling last season. That's what Willie said just before he blew up and, you know, attacked or physically headbutted, what's his name? Chef Joe, in the head. I remember that. And then Dallas said if he's in the game, this house next week, he's coming headhunting after Dylan. Good luck with that kid. Also, the lines were in the sand were drawn. So, meaning, I'm coming after you, and I'm gunning for you regardless. It's going to happen. And then they called a bunch of... There's a bunch of curse words. Obviously, there was a whole pile of different curse words there that were kind of thrown out there. And then Cindy was kind of dancing to get rid of, like, the negativity, obviously. And then Aika came in and said, I heard you were dancing and wanted to join you. So, some fun being thrown in there. There was a bunch of fun, you know, being thrown into the house during this really, really negative and hard week in the house, obviously. And then Kevin and William became closer and closer in the house. Kind of a bromance. Kind of remember the last bromance I remember was the Emmett and Tom bromance in season one. You know, kind of reminds me of that in a way. So he likes William, but in the end of the day, he's about winning the game, obviously. He's there to win this time. Emily said it's a best game. They will pick, you know, the newbies off by one. And also they're pitching for her to stay. Also, she wins, or Dylan wins the HOH, go after maybe Aika or Cindy, perhaps. And then also they could change the course of the game, pretty much. They can change the course of the game within pretty quick, you know. So they also didn't... They wanted to keep the... They don't want to keep the strong guys. That was another long, big point they made. Was they didn't want to keep the guys too... They didn't want to keep all the strong guys, like Dylan, Dallas would be one. I don't know who else. It's hard to name all the stronger guys. Bruno, Kevin, maybe. I'm not sure. Rissa from Big Brother Canada came on, gave their house guests a task. Dimitri called one to the living room, and then they had a bad taste and bad breath. The team that they team up in pairs of two. One will taste and the other one will, you know, smell. And then they have to... So the taster will have to eat something. It could be anything from disgusting to really good. And they would have to breathe on their partner. And, you know, the smeller would have to guess what it is. Nana had a disgusting look on her face. But they were able to brush the teeth after with Oral-B. You know, Crest, that's the, obviously that is a toothpaste, obviously. Winner gets a dinner date after, later on. So, the taster got to reveal their first, course, which was beets. Beets are actually really good. I've tried it, and it's not bad. So I just got to, you know, breathe in the different, like they had to breathe it and kind of guess what it is. And then everyone got it but Dallas. Taster got to brush their teeth. Taster opened up the next one. It was sardines. I don't like sardines. Yuck. Sounds gross, honestly. Of course, Netta. I guess the smeller was kind of gagged as well. And then, of course, the next one. Taster's was hard-boiled eggs. Aika hates hard-boiled eggs. Next one was barbecue ribs. That's really delicious, obviously. And then Cass was enjoying it way too much. And then they had dessert. Crickets. I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't eat crickets. No way. And then they weren't too happy about it. And then Sandra got a dinner date. Cass got a night out, obviously. And she was really happy that she actually had a night out, obviously. Dwayne and Cass had dinner, that bruschetta to start with, some wine. Emily didn't get to play, you know, the game much or talk game with Dylan. She told him to not, you know, be super mad with him. and you know, be super friendly with Dallas. Dylan was kind of being nice to him, kind of being sarcastic with Dallas in a way. And then Karen said it is a plot to obviously stay in the house, obviously. And then Karen said Dallas is sketchy, so obviously don't trust Dallas, pretty much. And then also, talking about the blow up was real. It was said, and he said it was. So they were asking, was the blow up real? I said, yeah, it was. Also, he gave her his word that if he wins HOH, she's not going up. Gary and Ika were doing makeup, obviously. Ika was not too happy at the job that Gary did. And Emily was talking to Kevin that she has a fighting chance and that it would be fate, pretty well. Okay, so also we're talking about that whole fight was a fake. It wasn't real. It was completely fake, obviously. And then also making the final two with Dylan, which was a total lie. Bruno found out too as well. And then they got to, you know, but I guess they had to kind of take out a big player. You know, this probably be a good time. Actually, at this point of the game, technically, this would be a good time to take out a big player. Right now would be the best time to actually take out a big player and then obviously, you know, get them out before jury, obviously. You never know what the jurors will be like. Obviously, you don't know what they will be like. Will they be better? They'll be okay. They're not better at all. About leaving, they're happy where they placed. You never know, right? And then Kevin said that the huge Kevin said that it was huge that Dallas and Dylan had a final two. So obviously, say yeah, you know what? This is good motive, MO, to get Dylan and Dallas out because they made a final two. And obviously, it was not true, obviously. And then Dallas talking to Jackie about William, Dre, and the newbies wanted to keep him, obviously. And then the vets had no love for him, obviously. Jackie said they want to, you know, work with him. Dylan and Dallas went at it with each other once again. So there was more bickering going on. And then Karen said it was just a crazy week. It was a crazy week. And in the eviction, Dallas B said, he said, vote me out. I don't want to be here with a snake. If he's still there, if I'm still there next week, I will drown myself in the bucket slop. Then he told him, sit down, Dallas. She was not whatsoever happy with him. So 12 would be the magic, 12 a vote. Magic number would be 7. So everybody voted for Dallas. It was a 12-0 vote, and Dallas was evicted from the Big Brother Canada house. That is a complete blowout vote. That's probably the biggest blowout votes I ever seen in Big Brother Canada history, ever, pretty much. So Dallas came out of the house. Marissa was asking him that things that were said with Cindy, Dimitri, Sue. He said it was good. Convo with Dylan that he was put up. Also, he overplayed too much as well. Too fast. Of course, he played way too fast. He played pretty fast last season. He played fast again. He could have slowed down a bit. If you ask me, I think he could have, you know, very well, you know, slowed down a bit. And that's what Cass needs to do, especially if she doesn't want to get on the block this upcoming week. This week. And then also they were showing a show, BB Can TV. It was kind of like Young and the Restless kind of esque kind of a show. Kind of like a soap opera kind of show, obviously. So the HOH challenge was called End Scene. So part of the soap opera that they saw It would be like a true and false question. The last one standing would win HOH. So pictures by the bedside. Question one was pictures by the bedside had two people. True or false? It was true. Everyone was correct. And then the sign by the hall. Home is where the red is. It was false. William was eliminated. And then three paintings hanging in the bedroom. That was false. Cindy was eliminated. And they stopped there because we found out who won HOH yesterday. So you'll find out on Friday's podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. Again, I want to stress it. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe or follow on podcast.com and Stitcher and tunein.com. And don't forget to give me a rating on stitcher.com. Did you enjoy it? And leave a comment that you love the podcast. And I will see you guys back here tonight for the Amazing Race preview. Amazing Race 29 preview. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you guys later. Bye for now.